Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American countryside.
In the 1890s, the game of football was just beginning on some college campuses. That was the case at Mansfield, Pennsylvania. The college there was just in its second year of the sport when the team captain had a novel idea. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1891, Mansfield State Normal School in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, began a football program. Steve McCluskey explains that move was a big deal in that era.
Football at that time was always associated with the Ivy League schools and private academies. So any other school wanting to elevate their prestige, it was like we want to be more than we really are.
Professor John Edwards organized that first team, but he left the college in 1892, and team captain George McGuire took over the squad. McGuire was from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, right across the river from a college called Wyoming Seminary.
They were a funnel system for the Ivy League schools and the higher elite private schools. They had had football already for 9 years.
McGuire knew students at Wyoming Seminary and asked them to schedule a football game with his team in Mansfield.
He also found out in early September that as part of the Great Mansfield Fair, there was going to be electric lights on the park.
That sum of money would be nearly $4,000 today. In September of 1892, McGuire became aware of an interesting piece of news.
In order for them to accept the offer, Mansfield came up with $110. The $110 paid for their train trips over, and we hosted them the night after the game here on campus.
General Electric was sending portable electric dynamos to communities to demonstrate using electricity for lights.
In order to bring the concept to rural communities, they were offering a package where they would ship the dynamo. If you were having a big event, like a fair or something like that, as long as the fair was on railroad tracks where it wouldn't have to be taken off the cars.
McGuire had an interesting idea for Mansfield's game against Wyoming Seminary. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Mansfield, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just underway with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Standing by is Tony St. James, ready to bring you Agriculture Today after this quick break.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming reminds you that it's National Farm Safety Week. Drivers, it's harvest time, so keep an eye out for slow-moving farm vehicles on the road. Did you know that a well-run foot bath can be cost-effective as well as reduce lameness? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming has been in business for over 40 years. They look forward to serving you. For the health of your herd, contact Zane Hendrickson at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587.
This is Agriculture Today.
University of Georgia ag economist Cesar Escalante says rising adverse effect wage rates are driving affordability concerns in the H-2A guest farm worker program. These are set annually using USDA's Farm Labor Survey and are meant to ensure foreign workers earn fair pay without depressing domestic wages. That 2025 national adverse effect wage rate $17.74 per hour. It's nearly 18% higher than the 2022 levels and well above the long-term average growth rate of 3.5%. Beyond hourly wages, H-2A employers must cover housing, transportation, meals, and insurance. And Escalante notes about a 5% premium is added to labor cost. Critics argue the system often produces abrupt wage spikes and does not fully reflect local labor conditions. But even so, his analysis suggests H-2A labor remains cost competitive compared with domestic hiring, especially when fringe benefit offsets are included. But separately, the Trump administration proposing a $100,000 fee per H-1B visa. Escalante warns that rising costs and new visa fees highlight how immigration policy changes could reshape the labor supply for American farms. Well, cotton producers urged to contact their local farm service agency as the September 30th deadline approaches for program enrollment. Recent changes to the Stacked Income Protection Program, Ag Risk Coverage, and Price Loss Coverage programs stem from the One Big Beautiful Bill signed into law on July 4th. It updated reference prices for the 2025 crop year. Now, normally, farmers choosing stacks were ineligible for ARC or PLC. But USDA acknowledges many may have chosen PLC had they known about the updated reference prices. The agency allowing late enrollment in PLC though acres switched out of stacks remain subject to a penalty equal to 60% of the premium since acreage reports can't be revised. But producers enrolling seed cotton acres in PLC or ARC by September 30th will forfeit stacks payments. USDA expects PLC payments for 2025 next fall, while stacks payments will be announced in the summer of 2026. One of the biggest threats to farm succession is the federal estate or death tax. And without recent changes, many family operations would have faced significant tax burdens when passing land and equipment to the next generation. The One Big Beautiful Bill, again passed in July, permanently increased the unified credit to $15 million per individual beginning next year, indexed to inflation. That compares with about $7 million under prior law. That's a level that could have forced many farm families to sell assets just to pay tax bills. Rusty Rumley is senior staff attorney. National Ag Law Center says the higher credit and portability provisions for married couples mean most farms will avoid immediate estate tax exposure. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
Hartz Insurance reminds you about the large number of farm equipment on the roads for harvest time. drivers should watch for tractors and other machinery. Keep a safe distance, share the road, and be courteous to our hardworking farmers. The folks at Hearts Insurance are specialists in farm insurance. They work with all size farms, from the smallest to the largest in the region. Visit Hearts Insurance at 3 South Main Street in Perry or call 237-2126. Hearts Insurance, the standard of excellence since 1877.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Lester Building Systems. Build with confidence. Build with Lester. Fall isn't just harvest season across the upper Midwest. It's also the start of the winter migration for millions of wild birds across North America. As those birds begin their southern journey, the risk of bird flu grows for farms in their path. I'll have more when we come back. Are you looking to build a pole barn, workshop, ag building, or that dream garage? Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester Building Systems. For over 75 years, with more than 180,000 buildings dotting the landscape, Lester has been America's trusted partner for custom pre-engineered post-frame buildings that last. Whether you're a farmer, business owner, or just need more space, they've got your back. With top-tier materials, innovative design, and a team that knows how to get it done. From concept to completion, it's your building, your way, backed by local expertise and the strength of a national brand. Expect a professional, hassle-free experience. Design it, visualize it at LesterBuildings.com. That's LesterBuildings.com. Lester Building Systems, for a building that lasts a lifetime. Bird flu has already made its mark this fall. After a quieter stretch over the summer, outbreaks have reappeared across the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Nebraska, with South Dakota at the epicenter so far. Since late August, state officials there have confirmed three separate cases in commercial turkey flocks, forcing the depopulation of nearly 135,000 birds. North Dakota has also been hit, losing more than 60,000 turkeys in the past 30 days. State veterinarians say these early detections are troubling. Beth Thompson, South Dakota's chief veterinarian, noted that the largest outbreaks usually coincide with peak migration later in the fall. She warned that infections showing up before the major flocks of wild birds are on the move is, quote, not a good sign. Federal and state teams are working alongside farmers to contain the spread. When a flock is infected, all birds must still be euthanized under USDA protocol, often by foaming barns to suffocate the turkeys inside. It's a harsh but necessary method to prevent further spread, and indemnity payments are made to help cover farmer losses. Nationwide, those indemnities have topped $1 billion since 2020, including more than $130 million in South Dakota alone. Montana and Minnesota have both reported isolated poultry cases, while new detections have been confirmed across the border in Canada. Animal health officials say vigilance is critical, reminding producers to limit exposure to wild birds and maintain strict sanitation around barns and feed. And bird flu season this fall hasn't been limited to poultry. Earlier this month, a central Nebraska dairy herd tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza, the same strain that previously struck cattle in California. While dairy cows rarely die from the virus, the illness can reduce appetite and milk production substantially. Nebraska State Veterinarian Dr. Roger Dudley urged producers to step up biosecurity, watch for symptoms, and report any concerns immediately. I'll be back with more after this.
Farmers, just one phone call can take care of all of your animal bedding needs. LVM Materials is in the business of producing sawdust year-round and will deliver directly to your farm. Call for a quote today, 322-8878, or visit lvmmaterials.com.
As avian influenza makes its way back into the headlines this fall, the CDC continues to stress that the risk to the public is low and that poultry products remain safe to eat. But for farmers, bird flu can hit production hard. So take time now to secure your herds and flocks for this fall's big migration. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Lester Building Systems. Build with confidence. Build with Lester. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So glad you've joined us for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, continuing the tradition of bringing ag news to farmers from across the Northeast, it's Tom and Tim with the Ag Radio Net Farm News next.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
U.S. fluid milk sales were 1.2% lower than they were a year earlier. Yogurt's growth in domestic use is approaching 10% annually. Butter, lower in stocks with lower imports and growing exports constraining domestic use during the May to July period, saw the same results for cheese. That was reflected in a marked difference in commercial use of dairy products during the period when measured milk equivalents on a milk fat basis rather than as skim solids, although overall domestic commercial use of milk continues to show solid growth. U.S. milk production grew by 3% during that period, with total milk solids production increasing by 3.9%, with the average solids composition of producer milk continuing to increase. Lower average milk prices in July from a month earlier, mostly offset by lower feed costs, resulting in 16 cents a hundred lower DMC margin of $10.94 a hundred. Retail price inflation did tick up in August, with overall consumer prices rising by 2.9% from a year earlier. Dairy continued to show its inflation-fighting bona fides, with the average retail prices increasing by 1.3% from a year earlier versus 3.1% for all foods and beverages. Milk production did continue to grow at a relatively fast pace in July, but that pace did stop accelerating. USDA estimates appear to be catching up with the trend. The department's National Ag Statistics Service preliminary estimates for July showed monthly milk production up 3.4% from a year earlier, little changed from June's 3.3% annual growth. In its previous report, NAS revised its preliminary May U.S. production estimate up by a significant 142 million pounds, this time revising preliminary June estimates up by just 5 million. USDA also revised preliminary May U.S. dairy cow inventory estimates by 20,000 cows, preliminary June estimates bumped by just 6,000 cows in this latest report.
Quality feed! Margins!
Productivity!
Even your herd knows what's important to you. With all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
National Corn Growers Association released a new survey last week saying that an overwhelming majority of corn growers from across the nation say the farm economy is possibly already in a crisis, or at least on the brink of one. Findings released last Thursday at the NCGA-sponsored Economic Roundtable in D.C., where experts stressed the seriousness of the economic problems that face farmers. During the discussion, corn grower leaders said Congress could alleviate some of the pain by passing the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act, which would remove outdated provisions in the Clean Air Act, restricting summertime sales of fuels with 15% ethanol blends Ken Hartman is the president of NCGA. He says farmers are in a lot of economic pain right now, a four-alarm fire in the countryside. They need members of Congress to act fast to remove barriers to markets. NCGA's chief economist, Krista Swanson, said the findings point to a once-in-a-generation problem for the agricultural economy. The findings suggest the crisis could have a long reach, affecting every area of the economy, as farmers are less likely to make purchases and will certainly make budget cuts that could affect their local communities' economies.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the ag tax specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Thanks for taking the CJ Agribusiness Report along this morning. There's lots more to come on today's program. Jeff Ishii is standing by with today's On the Farm Report.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Extension Agent Jeremy Daubert.
The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality. The survey will also help to ensure voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary.
Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Looking at farm news all around the eastern United States, Kentucky corn growers are busy at this time of the year bringing in the corn crop. As of Monday of this week, Kentucky farmers already had 43% of corn off the field. That is well ahead of the five-year average. Many parts of New England are dry as we go into fall. Several areas, Vermont and New Hampshire, are in severe drought, and portions of West Virginia are also in severe drought. Wine grape growers in Virginia are reporting a good season this year. Most vineyards reported adequate rainfall during the summer and then dry conditions just prior to harvest time, which is exactly what grape growers would like to see. Oh, and a quick reminder, all this week is National Farm Safety and Health Awareness Week.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before.
Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WEEO FM 103.7 in beautiful Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, the only people with whom you should try to get even are those who have helped you. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm here.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including Precision Technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
You may be familiar with the term superfood. You know, food rich in nutrients such as antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, etc., that can contribute to improved health. Probably what comes to mind is various fruits and vegetables, fish, among other foods. But with this being fall, perhaps a superfood you may not consider or even know about is pumpkin.
If you're someone who really, really enjoys cooking, you can buy pumpkin when it's fresh in the fall and prepare it easily to be frozen so that you can use it throughout the year.
And Carol Cadell of the Alabama Cooperative Extension System adds processed pumpkin is available year-round in supermarkets and retailers. When it comes to nutrition,
it's really quite nutrient dense, which just means that it packs a lot of nutrients like vitamins and minerals for every calorie that it contributes to the diet.
Among pumpkin's many key nutrients,
a cup of the canned pumpkin with no added salt provides only about 83 calories, but it's packed with things like dietary fiber. It's a really good source of the mineral potassium, which is an important mineral in blood pressure regulation and muscle contractions. It's high in vitamin A, which is good for vision as well as immunity, and it also provides minerals like iron, zinc, and magnesium, which are really important in things like red blood cell production and wound healing. And magnesium is important in muscle relaxation.
In addition,
it's low in fat, naturally, before we add lots of things to it. So what you find in the produce stands, fresh pumpkin as well as canned pumpkin, is a low-fat product. And it's also a good source of vitamin K, which is an important vitamin for blood clotting and bone health.
Now you may be thinking, that's an awful lot of pumpkin pie to eat. Oh, and pumpkin spiced anything that doesn't have pumpkin doesn't count. Connell reminds us pumpkin is a versatile fruit with many ways to prepare it. And yes, I said fruit.
It's actually a fruit because it grows from a flower that has to be pollinated by pollinating insects like bees.
So back to the various methods of cooking, preparing, and enjoying pumpkin, minus adding lots of fat and sugar.
Fresh pumpkin can be peeled and deseeded and cubed and then roasted with other vegetables like bell peppers or mushrooms or onions for a savory type of dish that's really, really quite good with things like pork chops and baked chicken and that sort of thing. If you don't have time to cook fresh pumpkin, you can always buy the canned or the pureed pumpkin, and it has many uses too. You can make warm, cozy, fall type cream soups with pumpkin. You can make pumpkin bread or muffins or even pumpkin smoothie for breakfast to get the nutritional benefits of pumpkin that way as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We've hit the midway point of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. There's lots of information still ahead, and that includes Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker coming next.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
In honor of Farm Safety Week, Batavia Starter reminds drivers to watch for slow-moving tractors and farm equipment. Those farmers are working hard to provide delicious food for our families. Since 1989, Batavia Starter has been rebuilding and repairing your classic and antique starters and generators, as well as your ag and heavy equipment, cars and trucks, ATVs, and lawn and garden equipment. And offers specialty powder coating, too. Batavia Starter, 344-3285. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Make every drop count. Driving results for dairy. That's the theme at this year's joint annual meeting of the National Milk Producers Federation, National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, and United Dairy Industry Association. It's coming up November 10th through the 12th in Arlington, Texas. And here with a preview is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris?
Yes, so this will be the 28th time that the National Milk Producers Federation and Dairy Management, Inc., the National Checkoff Group, have collaborated to put on a meeting for our leaders and others in the industry who have leadership positions, be that in state or national checkoff groups or else in dairy cooperatives. And so this year, Bill, we're going to be meeting outside of Dallas in Arlington, Texas, right across from the Rangers baseball stadium, to talk about some of the balls that we've been handling, so to speak, for dairy in the past year. A big one is going to be what's happening with nutrition policy. Obviously, there's been a lot of news this year through the Trump administration on making America healthy again, the recent report that was released, and that affects us potentially in positive ways as well as potentially negative ones. One of the big things we've seen is that the recent MAHA report called for more support and more distribution of whole milk. And that's a battle we've been fighting, you know, for decades, really. And whole milk sales are rebounding. And now we have the endorsement, essentially, of this MAHA Commission report. So we're going to be hearing about that from some of our staff, talking about the issue of how we advance the dairy voice in health policy. And then we're also going to have an outside speaker, Nina Teicholz, who is a science journalist, and she's developed quite a voice and quite a following among people who really are question a lot of the conventional wisdom about food as it relates to heart health and cardiovascular disease. So she's quite prominent on this, and we'll look forward to hearing what she has to say on the topic of full-fat dairy products.
Well, Chris, it's not a presidential year like some years you hold the annual meeting, but a lot of news surrounding politics and the Trump administration. Will there be anything around immigration policy and farm workers?
Yes, we will also have a main stage discussion focused on immigration policy and farm labor and what we need to do as the dairy community to work together and work with others in agriculture and others, other advocates for immigration to address an issue that's become even more acute this year, which is figuring out how we can have a reliable and legal access to farm workers, because that's become a real issue of concern for many years, Bill, but it's become much more acute this year because of the concerns about the immigration policy of the Trump administration. And then we're also going to have a discussion about what the economic outlook is for the dairy economy next year. This has been a pretty good year, although if you look at commodity prices here in September, we've seen a sharp downturn in the wholesale prices for cheese and butter. And so obviously that's going to cause people to be concerned about what that means for milk prices and margins ultimately as we wind up this year and head into next year. So that'll be a focus for us. And then one of the other breakout sessions we have will be discussing dairy in the artificial intelligence age and really how the public understands the benefits of consuming dairy products when they're going to things like ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot to get answers about, is dairy good for me, is dairy good for the planet? And so we're going to have a discussion here about when we, when increasingly increasing numbers of people use AI software to do these sorts of web searches, what are they finding right now, and what would we like them to find that's a positive story for dairy in the future?
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. And again, the joint annual meeting coming up November 10th through the 12th in Arlington, Texas.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
This is National Farm Safety and Health Week. Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety.
This year's theme is safety first, avoid the worst.
And this year's campaign runs this week, right during harvest time when there's a lot of extra activity on the roads.
Ag equipment will be making turns into farmsteads. The motoring public, you have to obey the law, and you can only pass farm equipment in passing zones. You can't pass it in no passing zones. But we see a lot of collisions that occur between the motoring public and the farming community when the tractors and the combines are cutting left into farmsteads about the same time that the motoring public is trying to pass. So there needs to be that awareness out there and to share the road.
Be safe out there. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Bill's back with the latest dairy news on tomorrow morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Let's take a quick break. Then it's back with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and we want to remind those operating farm equipment on rural roadways to look out for oncoming vehicles while making wide turns. Also, be sure to keep equipment at least 20 feet from overhead power lines and pole supporting wires. This farm safety tip is brought to you by Lamb Farms of Oakfield, striving to economically produce high-quality milk. They offer good working conditions for their 100 full and part-time employees and offer comfort to their cows. Lamb Farms, Albion Road in Oakfield. 948-5777 or visit lambfarmsinc.net.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
How artificial intelligence can play a role in crop production, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Imagine a robot that will scatter cover crop seeds across 18 rows of corn or soybean canopy in a single pass. According to Gurish Shadare of the University of Illinois, it's possible now.
So we've been making these robots that go from under the canopy, and they have a seeding device behind them, which has been improving over time too. And they distribute these cover crop seeds from under the canopy. And so that you do this around, like, say, early August, late August, so that by the time you harvest, there's a green cover on the ground, which is pretty cool.
The tech is really new, says Shadare, which means it's expensive right now. He believes that will change.
I am not an economics expert, but I've worked with them on a number of things. Like any technology, there is going to be a difficulty in making it work, primarily until we bring the throughput to a level where farmers feel comfortable switching. And one way we're dealing with that is by taking careful steps.
Shadare says AI devices will be involved in crop production one way or another.
I feel like full field autonomy is here too now. That's been a while. It's a much harder problem than we thought it was. But it's here, and I think cover cropping is one thing. We'll see what else we can do with it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, CaledoniaDiesel.com.
We're closing in on the 6 o'clock hour, but before we can finish out today's farm show, we need to hear from Tony St. James. But first, let's check the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports. Hunting season isn't far away. Bucks Motorsports in Akron has the best ATV or side-by-side to make the hunt a whole lot easier for you. Stop by Bucks and check out the latest snowmobiles from Ski-Doo and Polaris. Bucks has all sizes of trailers to haul whatever you have as well. Check it all out at BucksMotorsports.com. Bucks Motorsports is CJ Country's premier power sports dealer. For today, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before midnight. Mostly cloudy, low around 56. Friday, a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 71. Currently, at the Genesee County Airport, it's 62 degrees.
American Cattle News. Brazil has become a major exporter of beef to the U.S. Until now. More after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Brazil's been a major exporter of beef to the U.S. Kent Backus is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He explains.
We raised these comments back in March when we submitted a whole sweep of outstanding issues and recommendations to the U.S. Trade Representative's office. We know that that is something they've been looking at very closely. We've had multiple meetings with USDA as well. And then going back into the Biden administration, we had numerous communications to Secretary Vilsack, who chose not to take action on this. So, this is something we repeatedly bring up. I think the latest development with President Trump increasing the reciprocal tariff from 10 to 50%, I think that's a very positive step forward. We think that, when you combine that 50% tariff with the other tariff that Brazil faces for beef, that puts them at a 76.4% tariff through the rest of the year. We think that's a good start. We think that, ultimately to get Brazil to improve their behaviors and to gain that consumer trust that is needed here in the U.S., then we need to suspend their access. We need to have a thorough audit and investigation process, improve our inspections, and make sure that that they are being held to the same standards as everyone else. Clearly, there is going to be demand for beef in the United States. We are going to fill the vast majority of that. that any country that wants to participate here, any country that wants to try to develop a presence in the U.S. market, they need to be held accountable without exception. It's not a right to sell in the U.S. It's a privilege, and they need to earn that.
American Cattle News.
Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At First Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
In honor of Farm Safety and Health Week, Perry Vet Clinic reminds farmers to store farm chemicals where kids and animals can't get to them. Also, make a list of your chemicals for firefighters in case of a fire. Perry Vet Clinic has worked with dairy producers in CJ Country for over 100 years. They're honored that clients choose one of Perry Vet's four locations in Perry, Livonia, Yorkshire, and Batavia to care for their animals. Call Perry Vet at 237-5550 to find out how they can care for your animal, big or small.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Wednesday, September the 24th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 66.37. The Dow down 461.21 and NASDAQ lower, 224.97. Bitcoin higher, gold lower, euro lower as well. So we go over to the energy futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November in the green, $64.79, December $64.20, and January $63.81. Gasoline higher, nat gas higher, crude oil higher as well. Over to the grains futures prices. Corn December 2 even lower at the end of the day at $4.24 and a quarter, March $4.41 even, and May $4.50 and a quarter. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower. Wheat December 1 even lower at 519 and a half, March 538 even, and May 550 even. Hard red winter wheat December 4 and 3 quarters lower at 506 and 3 quarters, March 528 and a quarter. Hard red spring wheat December 4 and a quarter higher, 542 and a half, March doing the same as well at 557 and a half. So we go over to the cotton, starting with the October contract, ending the day in the red, 49 cents down at 64.04, December 66.17, and March lower as well, 68.11. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, starting with live cattle October, 155 down at 234.05, December 236.82, and February 238.97. Feeder cattle October 250 down at 359.62, November 357.80. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.